We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's you and me forever, Sarah.
Oh, nice. Good work. Nicely done, Devin. Way to pivot. I love working with Devin on Sunday mornings. I also love working with DJ Dave Josephs. And if you listen, and I hope you tune in from time to time, or preferably all the time, 3 to 6 with Jordana and Dave Josephson, he produces our show during the week. But Dave Josephson has also worked in youth ministry for 10 years as a program director at the Church of the Open Door in Maple Grove. Dave is here to give us an amazing message of hope because he's the best producer ever, and I owe all my success as a broadcaster to him.
It's nice when you get to write your own intro and then have someone else deliver it. I'm happy you actually read that to me, Paul. I appreciate that. Such kind words of you to make up on your own.
I asked for a little intro, what you wanted me to say about you and sort of your faith walk. And I thought, you wrote it. I'm going to read it. You can read anything once, right? But it's great to have you on the show this morning, DJ, and anxious to tee up your thoughts. What's on your heart this morning for listeners?
Well, yeah, first off, thanks for inviting me to be a guest on your show. It's weird to be on this side of things. I'm usually answering the phone call, but now I get to be on this end of it, and I appreciate that, and appreciate you taking my call today. And, I think... Man, we are in an unusual place, and I'm honored to get a chance to share a little bit of my thoughts today. And I'd like to start by telling a story that actually happened in the very studio that we're broadcasting from earlier this week. So I'm usually the guy that takes the calls for your show. I screen calls, I call guests, I do all those things. And I got a call from a gentleman earlier this week, and I actually mentioned this to you, Paul, in passing, so you may remember, but I got a call from a gentleman who was very angry, and we get calls like this occasionally, and he's angry about the situation that our country's in right now with COVID, and he's blaming authority, whether it's the governor or something. I honestly don't even remember, but he's angry. He's blaming people. And I kept asking him questions. I had a little bit of time, and I wanted to get to sort of the bottom of the root of what he was frustrated by. And what I got down to is that there was a certain establishment in his area that wasn't following the guidelines, at least the way that he wanted them to. And it came out very strongly that it was a group of minorities that normally went to this certain establishment. And I just kept asking him questions. I said, have you ever been there? Have you ever met one of these people that look different than you and talk different than you and go to different stores than you? And he said, no, he's never met them, never been inside that store. And that just struck me as so wrong that we are all so quick to blame somebody else for the problems in our lives. And right now, the problem that our whole country and whole world has, we're so quick to blame others. And I sort of dismissed him and laughed at him. And after that, I realized that I think that's what a lot of us do all the time. We put up fences. We stick to the people and the places and the ideas that are familiar to us, and we blame the them in our lives, whoever the them are, you know, on the other side of the tracks, if you will. And we're quick to lay fault with other people. It's the Chinese that brought this to us. It's the elderly. They're the only ones that are having these problems. It's the young that are gathering on beaches and spreading this thing. Oh, it's just the big city people. It's their problem only. Or it's our politicians, you know, whether it's locally or federally, that are doing too much or not enough for the wrong things. We're quick to lay blame on others all the time. And we are slow to act ourselves. We, you know, can stay home behind social media or a phone call and lay blame on who we think it should go to. And we're very slow to actually act. We're waiting for someone else to fix this thing. And, you know, in my faith, and you said this, Paul, that I was in youth ministry for 10 years at a church of the Open Door in Maple Grove. And in my faith, we study the Bible. And so I look to that for context sometimes. And we see a much different story in the Bible. We see stories of heroes. And the heroes in the Bible are usually not fierce warriors or, you know, mighty kings. The heroes in the Bible are poor and lost and minority and outcast and sick. Those are the people that if you really read the scriptures all the way through, from Genesis all the way through the rest of the Old Testament and New Testament, it's the people you would least expect that end up saving the day and preserving God's people and God's message and doing God's work throughout the scriptures. A few examples of that, Noah, who we're all familiar with the story of Noah, he saved the world, but we also read a story about Noah being a drunkard. Or Esther, later in the Old Testament, she was from a hated minority group, found herself next to people in power, and ended up saving God's people in the Old Testament. And then if you look in the New Testament, John, who we know a lot about, wrote much of the gospel that we read today. He was a poor fisherman before he met Jesus, ended up being one of the people closest to Jesus throughout the New Testament. So we see time and time again, it's the poor, it's the outcast, it's not the people you think that would, you know, be leading people through these hard times. It's the others. It's the outcast. I keep saying that over and over, but it's so true. And my challenge and my message, if you know, today is, don't call a radio station. Don't wait around for the authorities, whether it's, you know, a medical authority or you know, federal or state or whatever. Like, they're, a lot of those people are doing great work. Don't wait around for them to save us, and don't blame them if you think they're not doing quite what they should be doing. Instead, like, it's up to us. Go and act. Do something. Text a friend who might need an encouraging word this morning. Go meet a neighbor next door who doesn't look or act like you do, maybe. Go volunteer somewhere. Go do something. Listen to someone that you don't agree with. Wow, we could do that more often. I think we often listen to people that we agree with only and, you know, put up walls and further ourselves to the right, to the left. But maybe we could listen to somebody that we don't agree with. And Paul, to be honest, I don't have a lot of faith in the government that's leading us necessarily, or in celebrities that are doing good work, or in millionaires. Sure, there's people with a lot of money and a lot of, you know, power in this world that are trying their best to lead us through this tough time. But to be honest, I don't have a lot of faith that that's going to be the answer to this. I do have a lot of faith that ordinary people, poor, scared, drunk, old, young, me, you, normal people that spread love and hope can pull our state and our country and our world through this sickness that we're in right now. And I think that is incredibly good news for me and incredibly good news for you. And that's the message that I would like to share with you, Paul, today and with the rest of Minnesota.
Wow. Very well said. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's so easy to surround ourselves with people, as you said, who think like us, who speak like us, who look like us and tune everybody else out. We're the only ones with the answer key. You can't possibly be right. But what you just said, DJ, really resonates with me and hopefully resonates with others. Look to our better angels. And what would Jesus do? I don't pretend to know what Jesus would do. If he was here among us, you know, physically in the flesh, walking the streets of Minnesota, coming into our homes. But I have a pretty good idea what he wouldn't be doing. I don't know if he'd be shouting and yelling and threatening. I think he would be showering us with love and trying to bring us together, right? As you said.
Yeah. So and Jesus was much more comfortable, you know, sitting down for a meal with somebody who was a quote unquote sinner than he was going to meet with a politician for a banquet. You would find Jesus in, you know, in the back alleys with the people you'd least expect, a leader to be with. That's where he was. And I think that's where our hope is in lifting up those who are least and lost rather than fixing these things from some, you know, authority on high.
Well said. Hey, Dave Josephson, thank you so much. And I know we're off tomorrow for Memorial Day, but looking forward to working with you more than ever on Tuesday. Thanks for calling in, and thank you for a message that really hits the mark. Thanks, DJ.
Yeah, appreciate your time. You got to be out in 30 seconds here. Keep to the clock, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks, DJ. Wow. Okay. When we come back, what do you think about the latest restrictions? 25% capacity now for churches and weddings and other big venues and funerals. It's not going fast enough for some pastors, I know that. When we come back, I want to have a discussion with Representative Kurt Dowd. He is the minority leader, of course, for the Minnesota House of Representatives, and he is going to be joining us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.